Hi guys, hope everyone's well and welcome back to the education section. This video is going to touch on handling the festive period. Just with this time of year, there's some more kind of social events, more interruptions in regards to your kind of fitness journey, training, nutrition, etc. So this episode is basically designed to help you kind of handle these periods, give you the tools and information you need to handle them effectively, not stress if you're doing the right thing or not, and still move forward or maintain your progress during this time, depending on obviously what you want to do and how consistent you want to be during this period. So, first of all, I'm going to touch on off-plan meals and nights out. I'm kind of bunching these two things together, as I believe kind of the feedback that I'll give applies to both. So, in terms of off-plan meals, first of all, to establish what they are, I'd class a off-plan meal as kind of like an untracked meal, a meal off your current plan. This doesn't just apply if you're following a meal plan. If let's say you track your macros, you track your protein, fats and carbs, or simply just your calories and protein. If you go out for a meal, let's say you go out for Italian or whatever, you have Christmas dinner. That would be an off-plan meal, a meal that's not on your meal plan or a meal that you're not tracking accurately. And off-plan meals are something very important to have and encourage clients to have, just because it's good to get a mental break from following your diet. Granted, you're consistent the rest of the time, and it's good to obviously spend time kind of with people important to yourself, family, friends, etc., and develop relationships through off-plan meals. So, off-plan meals, if you want to handle them kind of effectively, you can. And this is simply by factoring it into your calories, roughly estimating them. Does this mean I recommend bringing your scale out, putting it on the table and weighing out your roast potatoes on Christmas dinner? Definitely not, but you can roughly estimate how much calories you're eating. For example, if you know you're going to be eating a starter, main and dessert, relatively decent sized portions, you could maybe be like, right, I'll probably be eating around about 1,500 calories, you could assume, obviously depending on what you're having. And as a result, what you can basically do is, if you're currently on, maybe let's say you're on 2,500 calories, and then you know, right, the rest of the day, you've got 1,000 calories to eat to then roughly estimate your calories. And then what I'd look to do is, with those other meals of the day, let's say you're eating your Christmas dinner at 7, I'd look to have maybe three other meals, around about 300 calories each, having protein sources, fruit and vegetables, etc. And that will allow you to enjoy your Christmas dinner, get appropriate protein in for the day, and also like manage hunger. Like if you just go and restrict yourself all day, you'll most likely overeat by the time you get to later end of the day. Whereas if you have protein, that's satiating. It's going to help you recover and build muscle. If we have muscle, or basically protein servings spread out throughout the day by stimulating muscle protein synthesis. But that's a topic for a different day. And also just obviously get fruit and veg for your general health and digestion. So yeah, you can still obviously make space for it, enjoy it, not be super starving the rest of the day if you kind of follow that guidance. And I know folk might be like, right, why don't I just enjoy it and then think about it? I'm like, you could, but it doesn't really restrict how enjoyable your Christmas day is, having a few relatively healthy meals and a protein shake before dinner, if that makes sense. You don't have to have kind of an all or nothing approach regarding handling this day, and it doesn't have to be like a crazy free for all the whole day if you don't want it to be. If you want to, and you're like, right, I know I might not have my protein, I might maybe gain just a touch of weight, then obviously you can, but that's how I recommend potentially handling that. And what I wouldn't recommend is just having no structure or routine with the day and just having like a free-for-all. Like, you don't need to eat a selection box immediately upon wake. That's not contributing towards the quality of time you're spending with your family. It's probably not gonna look back on that and think, oh, I'm really glad I've done that, I really needed to do that. It's not gonna be the case. So instead, I do recommend having that structure and routine, because you don't need to be that relaxed to have a mental break and enjoy yourself. Simple as that. And if you are maybe drinking throughout Christmas or throughout the festive period as a whole, what I recommend you do is, again, if you want to, you can incorporate it into your calories. You can kind of find out how much, let's say you know you're going to be out drinking, you know roughly how much drinks you're going to have. Simply estimate or work out how much calories that's going to be. I mean, factor that in if you want to handle it well. The reason I say want to is, if you want to have a period, let's say you're in a gaining phase and you want to have a period where you just kind of don't try and hit your calories to the T, and you just kind of have some protein throughout the day and you want to go out and just not think about things, you can. But it's just kind of me managing your expectations and what I potentially recommend and would do if you want to handle things well. So yeah, if you're wanting to have, and you're going out drinking, have plenty of water when you're out. A good kind of thing to maybe think about is every two drinks you have a glass of water if you want to handle things well. And have salt when you get in, as well as water before bed, or electrolytes before bed and also upon wake. And that's going to stop you from being hungover and really rough, which you obviously don't want. Because that can kind of derail your training the subsequent days, if you are looking to train the subsequent days. And as for handling training throughout this period, so what you can basically do is shuffle sessions around. So if you have, let's say, whatever amount of sessions you want to get in, if Christmas Day is a training day, if you want to still tick off all your training sessions and your gym's open, what you can basically do is shuffle your sessions around and then just take Christmas Day as a rest day. Of course, you do not have to train Christmas. Taking a day off or a few days off throughout the Christmas period is not a problem at all. If you want to train and you want to stay consistent during this period, you want to move your days around, you can. But if you'd like to take a few days off, alternatively, that is completely fine. So if you want to, like I said, shuffle them around. And what you could maybe think about, if you have got maybe a training, if you are taking training sessions off, is if you currently do like a push-pull legs, maybe upper-lower split, you could just move to like an upper-lower split if you're looking to only train 4 days out of the week. Or if, let's say, throughout the 2 weeks around Christmas, you're not going to be training as kind of effectively and consistently as you usually would, then what you can basically do is just rotate between upper and lower sessions. And then if you need any help kind of structuring that in, then of course I can help. And if you want to train less, like I said, it's completely fine. Just move through your sessions at a faster pace if you actually want to spend kind of less time in the gym. And there is actually benefit of obviously taking time off training. It will drop fatigue that we accumulate through training. It will allow you to give your muscles and connective tissue a break. It will allow you to resensitize yourself to the amount of sets you do in the gym. In other words, you'll be sensitive to kind of whatever work you do when you get back, hence why you get sore when you've not trained in a while. And then you might be a bit more responsive towards muscle growth, which can be a benefit. So yeah, that's what you can do if you want to kind of train less. Like I said, change your split slightly to accommodate it, move through your sessions at a faster pace. And if you are wanting to take time off, expect to not lose any tissue. If you are doing an appropriate amount of protein, expect to maybe look just a touch, in your eyes, worse due to not holding any kind of water intramuscularly or not as much, and not having any positive inflammation that weight training kind of brings about, making you maybe not look as big. So that's something to maybe consider and just be aware of. Like, you won't be losing muscle if you take a week or two off training and you're having an appropriate amount of protein. And expect to maybe, when you get back to the gym, maybe be like just match performance, or maybe be a rep down here and there, just from not being used to doing the movements, depending on how long you take off. But then that performance will come back faster, and then you'll get the benefit from, like I said, dropping fatigue, which will benefit you over the long term. So as for check-ins, so what should you do regarding check-ins during this period? So there's no changes on my end in regards to the check-in process. If you want to check in on your usual day, your usual time, completely fine. If you want to move your check-in day or miss a check-in day, that is completely fine as well. I do recommend still checking in for that kind of accountability and support if you feel like you need it. I don't think there would be any harm in doing like a quick check-in. However, if you feel like you're comfortable and fine handling this period, you don't need it, then you can feel free to obviously miss your check-in, but please make sure you communicate with me kind of prior if you are wanting to kind of do so. And yeah, so not really any harm if you want to move your check-in. And of course, if your check-in's on Christmas Day, I might ask you to kind of do it the day before or the day after, which I'll of course communicate with you directly through WhatsApp. But yeah, hope you've enjoyed the video. To conclude, I'm going to go over a few points. So you will be okay during this time. If you don't have an all or nothing approach, then you'll be completely fine. I was kind of in two minds between kind of making this video, because I'm at one end of the spectrum. Like, I appreciate people do struggle with this time. They maybe have some slight anxiety on how to handle it, etc. But at the other end, like, it's just like any other time in the year in reality, so it's nothing to kind of stress over. And how I recommend it, as I believe I touched on at the start, is how I'd recommend handling any other point of the year, social events, etc., the exact same kind of way. And If your goal is weight loss, like, this period can still be productive for yourself. So don't think just because you're not dieting, you're losing progress or you're not progressing. If maybe we're, well, if you're on the coaching team with myself, I'll be having you at maintenance during this period, which you've obviously been doing right now, and or just about to do. And if you are kind of at maintenance for that, like, you can build tissue during this time, you can regain any lost performance or push your performance up during this time. So that's going to be productive towards your overall end product. You're going to drop off psychological kind of fatigue, or not, yeah, psychological fatigue from dieting, meaning like mental fatigue from dieting. You're going to drop off physical, maybe diet fatigue from this period. So you're going to have a great mental break, a physical break for your body, and you're going to be nice and fresh for another stint of dieting, while also having time to regain performance, build muscle. So this is still a productive period. So although we're not purposely dieting, if you were dieting, we're spending time at maintenance, it's still a productive spot to be in. So don't think just because you're maintaining your weight doesn't equate to maintaining your progress. That's not the case. And handle this period how you wish to. Just be aware of the potential drawbacks of maybe being a bit more relaxed. And again, if maybe you go, you're very relaxed one day in comparison to 5 days or 10 days throughout the whole Christmas break, that's going to make a big difference to your progress. One day is completely fine. If you stack maybe days of overeating and maybe not being active, missing a lot of sessions, again, you can miss training if you want to. It's just being aware of the consequences of it. And if you mount up, kind of being very, very relaxed very frequently, then you can maybe gain a touch of body weight, which will mean maybe needing to diet maybe an extra week or two to get back to what your body weight was, which is obviously a bit counterproductive towards your dieting phase and maintaining your kind of maintenance calories, because typically you're going to be dropping your maintenance when you're dieting, but you're probably not going to be able to increase your maintenance calories by just overeating without exercise throughout Christmas, etc. So yeah, hope you kind of enjoyed the video and got some value from it. Any questions with that, please just let me know and I'll happily answer them. Just drop them in the comments or just drop me a message directly on WhatsApp.